This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For years, Fresno County and California's Central Valley has been the nation's most productive agricultural county and one of the poorest. It's often referred to as the Appalachia of the West. And yet one man, the son of immigrant farm workers, turned his back on a promising career outside the Central Valley to help improve the area's economic conditions. As part of a series of profiles from the New American West, marking the opening of NPR's new production facility in Los Angeles, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Juan Arambula is vice chairman of the Fresno County Board of Supervisors. He was elected in 1996, the first Hispanic to serve there. The job sometimes requires the patience of Job as the mundane details of local government unfold in the supervisor's chamber. Today's hot issue, members of the district attorney's office have been taking county vehicles home at night. District Attorney Ed Hunt assures the supervisors
that will not happen again.
Supervisor Arambula, a soft-spoken man with salt and pepper hair and mustache, responds that the county budget is being squeezed and personal use of cars may have to go.
In today's paper I mentioned I'd rather get rid of cars and lay off people, and drawing the line is going to be difficult.
It's a characteristic response from Arambula. He seeks the balance point in an argument, looking for compromise. No fiery rhetoric or table thumping, just practical solutions. And the issue that gets the supervisor's juices really flowing is the one he's spent most of his life on, the education of the county's kids. This is the Kawa Elementary School in Fresno County. Students here are clearing their trays after a lunch of burgers and beans. Worn, chipped, and threadbare, the cafeteria doubles as the school auditorium when the folding lunch tables are removed.
This school is really no different than many other schools in Fresno Unified in that they are so overcrowded that lunch has to be provided in shifts. It's to the point where we're not able to provide adequate facilities.
Arambula brought the reporter here to make a point. More than half the students here don't speak English. All of them are poor enough to qualify for free breakfast and lunch. Arambula attended a smaller school, much like this one, 40 years ago.
Both of my parents were illiterate migrant farm workers. I showed up to school on my first day in first grade, not knowing one word of English, and I suspect that that's the same situation that a lot of these students find themselves in. My parents wanted us to do well, but they had absolutely no idea how to help us.
Juan Arambula was born 50 years ago, the fifth of seven children. His mother and father trekked up and down California's Great Valley, following a variety of crops. Juan worked in the fields with them from the time he was 5 years old.
The first real job I had was picking cotton. This was just before the time that cotton picking machines were starting to come in. And I was never so glad for mechanization. That was one of the most difficult jobs. The adults would go out with sacks that could hold up to 100 pounds, and the younger children went out with pillowcases, and everybody did the best they could. Basically, the two worst things you could call somebody when I was a kid were a cotton picker or a prune picker, and we picked both.
When the family wasn't on the road, sleeping outdoors or in converted chicken coops, they made their home in Delano, California.
I really had no idea that there was any kind of life other than what I was leading.
But his boyhood years in Delano coincided with the legendary Cesar Chavez, who was organizing United Farm Workers there in the late 1960s. Arambula says Chavez inspired him to rebel against the conditions of his life. He wrote for an underground newspaper and criticized the way he was being taught in school. School officials retaliated by not letting him graduate with his class. Then something extraordinary happened. A Harvard recruiter, on a visit to Delano with Robert Kennedy, suggested that Juan apply. He did, and was stunned when the acceptance letter arrived.
I remember telling my mother, Mom, I have a scholarship to go to Harvard. Well, that's nice. What's that?
And his high school counselor gave him some unintentional words of inspiration when he told her about going to Harvard.
She said to me, Juan, I think we'll see you back here picking grapes in a couple of weeks.
Arambula says the first 2 years at Harvard were extremely tough, but her insult kept echoing in his head, and he ended up graduating with honors. He went on to get a master's degree from Stanford and a law degree from the University of California at Berkeley. But private law practice wasn't fulfilling. He knew that education had been his ticket out of the fields. So 15 years ago, he made a successful run for the Fresno School Board. Which brings us back to Kalwa Elementary. Arambola often visits schools like this one and tells students about his background, hoping to encourage them to break out of the cycle of poverty. He takes the situation very personally. He and his wife put up $10,000 each year to support scholarships for poor students.
These students here, they are our future, and unless we adequately prepare them, then we're all going to be in a world of hurt later on.
And some economists do worry that the poor of the San Joaquin Valley are becoming a permanent underclass because avenues of upward mobility are blocked off by inadequate education and lack of jobs. Freight trains haunt the night in Fresno County. Long lines of tank cars and hopper cars roll through the valley, hauling out the county's farmland bounty and hauling in chemicals and farm equipment. Occasionally, if you watch closely, you might see a group of undocumented Mexicans drop furtively from a boxcar, headed for work in the surrounding fields. Agriculture here is big, a $3.5 billion business, which its proponents say could not survive without this cheap labor. But not all farmers are comfortable with the consequences. Paul Betancourt is head of the County Farm Bureau. He's out in a field harvesting his cotton.
We're the biggest economic engine in the county and in the region. And yet we have hunger groups here, you know, looking at the numbers of kids are going to bed hungry, you know, and it's like, this doesn't make sense, and they're right.
Betancourt says conservative farmers often don't agree with Arambola about agricultural wages, but he always finds the supervisor willing to listen to his point of view. Arambola can rattle off a litany of statistics that help define the dimensions of desperation here. One out of three children live in poverty. One-third of the population here has less than a high school education, and over half the Hispanic kids drop out of school. All of that has led Democratic Congressman Cal Dooley to join with Arambola and others in an effort to shake up the county school board.
What Juan can do and what Juan has done is, because he has such credibility in the Latino and the minority communities, he can deliver a message that we can do better and we should demand better.
But Arambola says that the battle for better school performance will be never-ending unless the underlying poverty of the county is addressed.
Every other industry has to compete for workers by adjusting their wages. I don't see that agriculture is any different.
Arambola believes that the increasing political power of the Hispanic community, now close to 40% of the county, puts it in a better position to bargain with farmers.
With the increased political clout of farm workers and Latinos in general, we may have something that we can offer to farmers in terms of support on issues that are important to them so that we can find some win-win scenarios.
It's another Arambola balancing act. He'll help farmers protect their land from urban sprawl, for example, but he expects growers to pay better wages. As the son of illiterate farm workers, Arambola himself is a remarkable example of the rise of Hispanic power in California, and his spirit of compromise rather than confrontation signals the maturity of that power as well. John McChesney, NPR News, Fresno County, California.